Biden's top legislative priority through the divided chamber. In a sign of goodwill to rebuild transatlantic relations, the European Union and United States have decided to suspend tariffs used in the longstanding Airbus-Boeing dispute. The suspension will last for an initial period of 4 months. Detroit has turned down 6,200 doses of the newly authorized Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. Mayor Mike Duggan favors shots from Pfizer and Moderna for now. He said the two-dose vaccines are, quote, the best. His comments conflict with guidance from top health officials. On Wall Street, the Dow's ahead 346 points, while the NASDAQ is up 104. More details at SRNnews.com.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynovite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started Dynovite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a Dynovite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without Dynovite. When I get out the Dynovite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. Dynovite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynovite from DINOVITE.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have another very comfortable day today, but cooler air is on the way for the weekend. Today, dry, comfortable, high temperature up to about 71. For tonight, mostly cloudy, some widely scattered showers possible in the overnight hours, low 45. Tomorrow, a breezy day, noticeably cooler, with a high temperature only in the low 60s. We'll be in the low to mid 60s on Sunday. Good bit of sunshine over the weekend. The nights will be chilly, like we'll be in the 30s on Saturday and Sunday night, then back up to close to the upper 60s on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey has extended the state's mask mandate until April 9th. However, she says she will not extend it any further past April. The order also loosens restrictions on some businesses. A man is dead following a shooting in Millbrook. The shooting happened Thursday in the 4100 block of Abrams Drive. Police say 27-year-old Lewis Lucas was shot and taken to the hospital where he later died. No arrests have been made. The shooting remains under investigation. And the Montgomery community held a vigil last night for four people killed in a house fire last month. That fire broke out in the 800 block of Gibson Street on February 22nd. At this point, Montgomery fire investigators still have not released the names of the victims or cause of the fire. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Trustworthy, accurate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show, on a Friday TGIF edition. Anyone can get in a weekly farm market gift basket drawing or the Mortgage Corporation's gift card drawing. Do the gift card today for March of Tweakway at 2:30, 2:45, Mortgage Corporation South next Thursday. So listen in. Have a good weekend for it, I promise you. Let's go to Hank. Hank, how are you today?
I'm doing real well, Dan. How about you?
Doing good. What's up?
I can't remember exactly. 2 or 3 weeks ago, you used the word collectivism on the air. And to me, that's kind of like another word for a communist, like a progressive. I mean, the communists, when they became unpopular, they started calling themselves progressives. But it is the same thing. And I don't believe in collectivism, with one exception, and that's NASA, our space program.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind 1 red cent. I don't mind $100 of my taxes or whatever they send to NASA, because I think it's good for every one of us. I mean, that cell phone you get in your pocket or in front of you on the table or on your belt has got more computing power in it than the Apollo mission that took us to the moon. And it's just incredible what NASA has brought to us.
I agree with that. I agree most part with that. But I would not have used the term collectivism. That's not a word that I use.
No, I know it's not exactly collectivism, but I'm just saying that I don't mind you, me, everybody contributing to that. It's because it's good for all of us.
As long as she's properly, you're correct.
I'm sorry?
As long as used properly, that is correct.
Well, thank you for that.
Hank, thank you for the telephone call.
That's all I had to say, my friend. You have a good day.
Have a good one.
You probably heard me use the term.
What?
That's more a Joey word.
Yeah, that's definitely a Joey word.
Yeah.
It, having been someone who worked at NASA, I've seen kind of the good and the bad. And NASA has created within itself its own bureaucracy of people who feel that they are worthy of what we call the meatball, which is the NASA patch that looks like a meatball. And they see themselves as kind of elite, we know best force, and that can be dangerous sometimes. Okay, Norm O'Donnell interviewed one of the victims. Outstanding interview, by the way. Very, very powerful. So in this interview, the Cuomo victim is going to kind of start from what happened at the beginning of this. Very good interview.
One of the women accusing New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual harassment is speaking on camera for the first time. Charlotte Bennett spoke exclusively to CBS Evening News anchor and managing editor Nora O'Donnell. She describes deeply uncomfortable conversations with the governor in which she says it became clear to her that he was trying to sleep with her.
Governor Cuomo faces an inquiry and calls to resign over this, along with allegations from 2 additional women and other controversies. He has apologized for the behavior that he says was unintentional, but he also says he will not step down. For more on all this, let's bring in Nora O'Donnell from Washington. Nora, good morning to you. This was a very frank, very direct interview.
It really was. Good morning, Tony. You know, a lifelong New Yorker, Charlotte Bennett began working as an entry-level assistant to Governor Andrew Cuomo in January 2019. She called it a dream job. When Cuomo became a celebrity for his handling of the pandemic, Bennett says the attention emboldened him, and she alleges he began sexually harassing her.
Looking back on all of this, how would you describe Governor Cuomo?
He is a textbook abuser. He
lets his temper and his anger rule the office, but he was very sweet to me for a year in the hopes that maybe one day when he came on to me, I would think we were friends or that it was appropriate or that it was okay.
Interestingly enough, he became emboldened when he was doing his book and getting all the national attention, which is very typical. You know, having been in Washington, D.C., which is kind of the power capital of the world, there is this kind of dynamic that is there. Be straight up honest with you. It's the dynamics out. It's in Washington. It's out on the road. It's everywhere. Anything having to do with White House. Because White House is symbolic of power. And there is an attraction that women have to power. It's like Kissinger said, power is the greatest aphrodisiac. But I want you to listen to her. Now, she kind of stated the kind of the beginning part of this. But think of Kavanaugh and his accuser and what she didn't and didn't know. And listen to how precise that Cuomo's accuser is. Listen in.
Bennett says their professional relationship took a turn on May 15th when she alleges the governor started asking her about her love life and became fixated, repeating over and over again her history as a sexual assault survivor.
So he goes, "You were raped. You were raped. You were raped and abused and assaulted."
Why do you think he was fixated on you as a survivor of sexual assault?
I think it's really strategic. I think abusers look for vulnerabilities, previous traumas, the idea that maybe I'm more willing to accept behavior because I have a history of sexual violence. Perhaps I'm not as confident in myself because of my history.
You think he knew that?
Yeah.
You think he was grooming you?
Yeah.
And Bennett says on June 5th, Governor Cuomo crossed a line.
He wanted a girlfriend. When he said he was lonely, I mentioned that his daughters had been around, and he also rejected that and said, yeah, I love my daughters, but I want a girlfriend.
Okay, listen how precise she is. She didn't waver at all. Very, very precise, very, very detailed, has the dates and everything down. So when Hirono and Gildebrand and Kamala Harris and all these people hear this, are they going to say the terms that they did? She's very believable. They hadn't even heard her testimony. They already thought she was believable. I mean, this is powerful. Next part here talks about being alone with Cuomo.
Bennett says he asked whether she'd ever been with an older man. What were you thinking as he's asking you these questions?
I thought he's trying to sleep with me. The governor's trying to sleep with me. And I'm deeply uncomfortable. And I have to get out of this room as soon as possible.
And to be clear, what made you think that he was trying to sleep with you?
Without explicitly saying it, he implied to me that I was old enough for him and he was lonely.
As you left work on June 5th, what were you thinking?
I was trying not to cry. I assumed that I could no longer work for him.
I gotta get out of this job.
I'm not doing that again. I'm not engaging in that conversation or any other conversation. I'm not putting myself in a position where he physically comes on to me. It stops here. That's it.
But then you get called back into the office the next day, Saturday, June 6th, and you've never talked about this before.
No.
Bennett says at one point on that Saturday, she was the only employee working with the governor in his private office.
I was terrified. I was shaking. I thought any moment something can happen and I have no power here.
And what happens when you're with the governor?
He asks me a few questions about how to use his iPhone and then sends me back to wait And then finally he calls me in and he asks if I found him a girlfriend yet.
He asks you again?
Yes. I say, not yet. I said I was working on it.
Okay, now remember the Kavanaugh accuser couldn't remember the house, couldn't remember the location, couldn't remember anybody that was there who could corroborate her story. None of that. This lady is detailed down to the date, the day of the week, everything in there. So, ask again. Hirono, Kamala, Blumenthal, where are you guys on this whole thing? I mean, this is powerful. And there's a whole nother section that's going to happen tonight on this whole thing. I mean, this lady is damn believable. And Nora O'Donnell, I think if you were to ask her, said, do you believe her? I think she would say, I believe every single word she says. Victim looked up to him, and CBS reached out to Cuomo's office. I wonder what they had to say.
Governor Cuomo said in a statement on Sunday that he was just being playful. Was it playful?
No.
No.
He says he was joking.
I wasn't laughing. And he wasn't laughing.
How do you respond to viewers who may doubt your story?
It's hard enough sharing this story when it's true. I can't imagine what it would be like to sit here and tell you lies. I don't know who would do that. I couldn't make this up. And also, I loved my job. Like, I really looked up to him. I looked up to the governor. He was my mentor. I really did see it that way.
Well, we reached out to the Governor Cuomo's office to respond to Charlotte Bennett's claims, and they directed us to the governor's apology on Wednesday, where he said he never knew at the time that he was making anyone uncomfortable. He asked people to wait for the results of the state attorney general's investigation, and we're going to have more news.
Nora, this is just a devastating interview. Does Charlotte Bennett think the governor should face consequences?
You know, it's interesting. She said that she wants the governor to start telling the truth. She says if the investigation finds that he conducted himself in an inappropriate way, then he should step down. And then in perhaps some grace, she says that he does have the ability to rehabilitate himself and do the emotional work necessary to become a better person. But we've also seen what she calls this corroborating evidence. These are text messages that she sent to friends at the time that describe her state of mind after those encounters.
So she actually has text messages from the dates that those things happened. I mean, this is like a killer. And again, where are the Democrats? Now, there are state Democrats in the state of New York, and I think it's up to 14 that are saying he should resign. Or total 14 total, but it's This thing is changing. And then we have a new piece of data that came out today that Nora's going to mention here.
The governor isn't just facing sexual harassment allegations. New this morning, the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times are both reporting some of Cuomo's top aides altered a July 2020 report to undercount the number of nursing home residents who died of COVID. The report that was released to the public was undercounted by thousands of deaths. Nora, why is this significant?
Well, I think it's significant because Governor Cuomo is from a storied political family. He wrote a book on leadership lessons. He was praised for his handling of the COVID crisis. Now we're learning what was happening behind the scenes. The allegations from Charlotte Bennett, the allegations in the investigation centered on what are the efforts to obscure the number of nursing home deaths. And so all of this now, we're just getting a glimpse of really as they pull back the curtain, the reporting and the investigation, what was really happening behind the scenes.
All right, Nora, thank you. And as Nora said, you can see more of her interview tonight on the CBS Evening News.
Which I will be watching tonight. The difference of what That you may go, that's an old story. Well, the difference is, this is not the Attorney General kind of putting 2 + 2 together. These are actual people within the Cuomo administration saying, yes, they were changed. Yes, they were. We looked at them differently, and we tallied them differently. Those are people within the Cuomo administration. This is changing. We're going to be back.
Yeah.
You really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-bys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Georgia Floors Direct on the Eastern Boulevard for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Andrew's ways are changing. Don't let them get away from you. Home Mortgage Corporation, South 567-9000. The Gray River people up on the mountaintop in Wetumpka, they helped me out. They've helped members of the audience out. They've helped family members of mine out. Give them a call at 567-9000, Mortgage Corporation South. They make it happen for you. Conventional, FHA, VA, refinance, equity loans, good credit, not so good credit. 567-9000, Mortgage Corporation South, NMLS number 232876, an equal housing lender. Tommy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan, I am really upset. They're admitting that he lied about the numbers of nursing home deaths.
Yep.
And if he's going to lie about that, he's going to inflate them elsewhere. Either way you go with health issues, lives are lost. Whether people are staying home when they shouldn't have to, or whether they're saying it's not as bad as it should be and they're not taking the appropriate precautions. It just really upsets me that when it comes right down to it, national stage making claims about the way that the current, that the previous administration was handling it. And I think that we see, by the way, this current administration's handling it, the previous one did everything they could. And when they look at the polls and look at how people felt about the issue and the fact that it probably swayed the election, it really upsets me. And I'd like to hold not only anybody that lied, but also the media that knew they were lying and didn't call them out on it, accountable.
I like that. I'm not sure how we would do that, but I like that.
Yeah. Keep up the good work, guys.
Thanks, Tommy. Appreciate you, buddy. Appreciate the call. East, how is my buddy doing?
Good afternoon. It's a Sweet Creek kind of day, man.
Are you headed down there, or is that this weekend?
Well, it's this weekend, and I hope to slide by there and get me an ice cream cone just because. I tell you, I just love that place. I go there, and no matter how uptight I get, and just sit in one of those old rocking chairs and hang out with the roosters. I love it.
I know. It's therapeutic.
It is. It is. Hey, I've got a couple of questions, one about Governor Cuomo and one about culture. Let me go ahead and float Cuomo's question. Do you think that they're going to be, quote, throwing him under the bus? What kind of liability does this cat have? I mean, is it that they don't want him to move up or to move forward? Why is he open season right now?
Well, first, he's messed up, and it keeps coming out. And the cover-up is always worse than the crime itself or the event. That's number one. The other thing that's happening is he's starting to have an impact on Democrats down ballot from him. They'll be running in 2022.
There it is. Yeah, he's sloppy. And, you know, I kind of picture him getting that kiss from Don Corleone, you know, they grab him by the face and give him a kiss and we don't see him anymore. You know, that's kind of the... But see, that would be ugly and prejudicial on my part.
And then if they say it's nothing personal, it's just business.
It's just business. That's right. That's right. Here's my other question.
If somebody asks you to go fishing in a rowboat, don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Especially since you've got the weight on you, not the fishing line.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, the East Bay, man, East River, rather. That's storied stuff. But I've been thinking about something, Dan. I wanted to run it across your desk. We have heard talk of them canceling children's books and cartoons and old movies. And I thought about something from my past when I moved here from New Hampshire. I heard my grandparents using phrases, especially my grandfather, about black folks, and my mother would take me aside and would say, "Don't say what your grandfather said." Now, we didn't cancel him. We didn't put him out on the street with his clothes. You know, we just simply, look, he is doing, using what I call an anachronism. You know, we don't speak that way about people anymore. It's not polite. Okay, fine. Deal with it and move on. I don't hate my grandfather because of the way that he spoke hatefully about other people. As a matter of fact, I act opposite of that. So my question is, why can't we do that? Why can't we just admit that, hey, that's the way they spoke in the 18th, 19th, and early 20th century, you know, and use that as a lesson rather than just, wow, we're going to get rid of all this?
Well, that's a great question, Ace. In my humble opinion, I think what they're trying to do is scrub history. They're trying to scrub our past as if none of these things ever existed. Because if you are saying they didn't exist, or you're taking it away, then you're not having to live with the reality of it.
Well, it's that, and Dan, I think that it gives them license to behave the same way. For instance, when they say white privilege, you know, that so as to suggest that there's a monolithic white culture that keeps people of any other skin color from moving ahead. And I mean, that's the lesson that can be learned from this kind of behavior, and we're going to lose it, and they're going to practice it.
Well, and also, I'll tell you what a friend of mine said, is that white privilege is code for you cheated for getting to where you are.
Right. Yeah, and that's the, if economics could be learned from the game of Monopoly, that would be one thing, but it's a little more dynamic than that. But speaking of Sweet Creek, you've got to put my name in the pot if it's not in there this week, 1121.
Is he in? He is now.
All right. Daniel, you have a good weekend if I don't see you again.
Take care, brother.
Thank you.
Let me go to a break. Dan Moore Show back after this.
Next to your fire.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 9 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Sisquare Performance Automotive in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to repair your vehicle and get you back on the road fast. All work at Sisquare has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. You will trust us and your car will love us. Sisquare Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have another very comfortable day today, but cooler air is on the way for the weekend. Today, dry, comfortable, high temperature up to about 71. For tonight, mostly cloudy, some widely scattered showers possible in the overnight hours, low 45. Tomorrow, a breezy day, noticeably cooler, with a high temperature only in the low 60s. We'll be in the low to mid-60s on Sunday. Good bit of sunshine over the weekend. The nights will be chilly, like we'll be in the 30s on Saturday and Sunday night, then back up to close to the upper 60s on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Thank you.
to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
No matter how I try, I find my way. 272-9228 is where we are. You want to get your shots in? Well, you better call. Urban Knight did. Urban Knight. One more of the Dan Morris Show on Friday, TGIF edition. Don't forget, there's a roundtable coming in at 2 o'clock today.
Hey, Dan. Hey, you know, my thing on Como is this. I think we're dealing with multiple layers, and I think the sexual harassment thing is a cover. I think the word of being caught on all the lies they told on the COVID deaths that were really COVIDity issues. Because they had a lot of those initially. Remember when the when we first started this COVID-19 crap?
Yeah.
And there were all sorts of people just dying out of nowhere. Because they wanted to make Trump look so bad, I think they were just groping at straws to pull some deaths out of the hat. And I think this is their way of covering their butts. Because I'm sure they got very inconsistent on to the real COVID deaths versus the fake COVID deaths.
So you think they were reporting more deaths that actually happened?
Right, and that's why they have to have the numbers messed up in a scandal. That way the numbers don't really get scrutinized.
Well,
see, you know, they say that he did what he did, where he undercounted, blah, blah, blah. They can now pull numbers out of the hat as far as reducing the number of COVID deaths are getting paid for by the government. But that's just me, and I love conspiracy theories.
I can tell you do.
Yeah. All righty then. Thank you, sir.
Take care. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. The other day I was getting in the shower and I couldn't quite hear who was calling it. I thought it was John D. or J.D. or something like that. That was kind of finding a little fault and falling to a little disfavor with Trump. But I don't find any disfavor with Trump. I think he was fantastic president. And the only fault... Well, it's not fault, but the only wish that I had for him while he was in office was that he had gotten rid of the FBI chief. I wish he'd got rid of that clunkster because I think he is just what the Democrats wanted. And, you know, I wish he could have gotten rid of him, but I know it would occur late and he would have gotten a lot of blame for it. But other than that, I think it was fantastic presidency. But I did want to call you back because I know you're technical expert and all, and the little device I was talking about yesterday where you could walk by and get your quote any day or night or anything,
right.
It's about the size of a donut, and it's called a Google Mini Nest. It looks like a little bird nest, a little very small object, and you can get the quotes or any other information from it just day or night.
I like that.
Yes, sir. At $29, someone had given it to me, and I'm not held back by not being able to look up IP or any other.
Well, if it helps you and it's $29, I'm glad you've got it. Is there a price for it per month?
No, sir. It doesn't have any price per month or anything. It's just there forever. I wear the thing out, asking it all kind of questions about who's on a certain team, ex-Auburn or Alabama players and stuff like that, but mostly for quotes. And
Well, I appreciate you sharing that with us, James.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you. William, welcome over to the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, is it Dan? Is that right?
It is Dan.
Dan, I just stumbled upon your show driving to Montgomery from out of town. And I was just wondering, I'm as conservative as the day is long, but does anybody ever call your show and say, I'm a conservative, but I really can't stand Donald Trump?
Yeah, that happened kind of at the beginning of Trump's era.
I mean, does anybody not think that Trump was a complete egomaniac, narcissist?
Does anybody not think that?
I mean, do you not think that?
Well, say he's everything that you just said. Is that a good thing, bad thing? Does that discount him? What does that do for him?
No, I didn't say it. He was a good president. Again, I'm conservative. I think he did a pretty good job. But I think the reason that he lost this election, you know, among other things about the, you know, the way that people voted, they changed the voting rules. But I think he certainly helped lose the election because he was such an egomaniac and such a narcissist. He divided so many things and wasn't loyal to the people that he hired. And, you know, all this Trump praise is a little ridiculous with the person. I mean, the president was pretty good. The person was just horrible. I don't know what conservatives, what Republicans think, I guess, why they're saying, gosh, I sure love Donald Trump. Could somebody really love Donald Trump?
I think the answer to that is yes. So when you say you're conservative, define your conservatism.
I'm extremely fiscal conservative. I'm socially conservative. I don't like an egomaniac. I don't like an egomaniac running the country. I voted for Trump, of course.
So you voted for Trump in 2016?
I voted for Trump. Yeah, well, in the main election, yes. In the primary, I didn't.
Okay, so what point did you discover he was an egomaniac?
Well, I mean, he's been an egomaniac forever.
So you knew that and you voted for it.
Yeah, I voted for him, but in reality, what you're doing and what most people do is vote against the other side. I wasn't going to vote for the person that Trump beat. I mean, everybody hated Hillary Clinton. She may be the biggest narcissist of all. But, I mean, I voted certainly for the other side, whoever was running against Hillary Clinton, whether it be John Kasich or anybody else. I would have voted for that person. And I think what happened in this election is they're going to vote. A lot of people voted for whoever was against Donald Trump. And they may have been somewhat moderately conservative. Who knows? Because they hated him so much.
And that's true.
And I don't see how people don't see that. But.
Well, let me, if you don't mind me asking, approximately how old are you?
I'm 55 years old.
55 years old. Do you think in history sometimes you need an egomaniac to be the head to fix things?
I don't think so. I don't know of any, politicians have big heads, but there's a difference between having a big head and having a power complex and being someone that is an absolute definition of a narcissistic egomaniac, which I think Trump certainly is and was.
Okay, then define that for me.
Well, somebody that cannot listen to anybody else.
Wait a minute. Who told you that, William? Who told you he never listens to anybody else?
Did you hear him listen to many people?
Yeah. Actually, when you talk to people that were around him, which you obviously haven't, I have, that were actually in the room, what he does is he goes around the room and talks to people. And what he does is he gets people debating between each other, so they're trying to come up with the best plan of things.
Have you ever said the definition of a narcissistic is Dan? I mean, he's manipulative. What? Sure, he had him talking around. Yeah, I'm talking around the room. And I don't think Trump was a bad president.
And but what you call manipulative, maybe that's the art of the deal to him. Have you read Art of the Deal?
I just can't believe that people call in loving Donald Trump. I mean, I like the things he did. I like the president, his policies. No question about it. But if somebody calls in and says, I just love Donald Trump, here's a guy that would mess over anybody that his best friend if he had to. I mean, look what he did to Mike Pence. I mean, threw him under the bus. I mean, the guy is a complete and total wreck. So, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for your conservatives that all love Donald Trump. I'm a conservative, and I can't stand the guy. And I'm going to vote for the Republican Party, but I hope he doesn't run again. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, William. Appreciate it. Wow, let me go to Sam. Sam, fit you in here, buddy.
Good afternoon, Dan.
Sam?
Yes, sir, I'm enjoying the show. I'm here on the farm. The sun is beaming, man. It's wonderful. And
good.
Got the radio going. CPAC. I go back to CPAC.
Yeah.
Former President Trump, he got up, and it's called leadership. He spoke, he laid down what he thought was wrong with the system and what they were going to do about it. They're going to support and push certain people. It's strong leadership. That's what we voted for. It's narcissistic. Hey, man, listen, I was in the Army 22-odd years, and the generals I worked around, you've got to have a certain amount of pride. Let's just go with that. Ego.
Well, you have to have ego. And if you look through, whether it's Alexander the Great, whether it's Caesar, whether it's Patton, when you look through...
Absolutely.
Through these folks, there is something very much in common with all of them. They have an ego, they believe they're right, and they're very strong-headed.
Yes, sir. We're seeing no difference on the other side. There's an arrogance right now in Washington that they will, if you don't get on board, they're going to chew you up. And that's one of the things that Donald Trump pointed out at CPAC. Look, in the Republican Party, if you're going to be a rhino, if you're going to be mealy-mouthed, two-faced, uh-uh. You know, you better get on board and get with the program and try to help yourself and help the country.
Thanks, Sam.
Crying, man. Dan, thank you, man.
Bye. Dylan Wings, how would you like to have a gift certificate for $500? $250? $100 off your next custom design? 30% off, 40% off, 50% off? Items in the store? Well, let me tell you what you can do to get that. You can go to Dylan Wings now, 118 Brown Springs Road, coming from AUM's on the right-hand side before you get to Atlanta Highway, and spin the wheel. Not going to cost you a thing. All you have to do is go in and say, Leslie, Josh, I'm so-and-so, a Dan Marsh Show listener, and I want to spin the wheel. Get in there, win something, guys. Make it happen. Get in there, engage. Go see them, meet them, and win something. What do you have to lose? Nothing. Dylan Wings, 118 Brown Springs Road. Go by and see them. Leslie and Josh, just do one thing for me. Tell them you're a Dan Marsh Show listener. I'm going to be back. Final segment before Legislative Roundtable next hour.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. EARL, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment. maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. We're trying to get everybody in here for the top of the hour and legislature roundtable. Let's go to Simple Man. Simple Man, how are you today, my friend?
Doing good, Dan. I hope you and Joey are. Can you hear me okay?
I can. You're fading out a little bit, but go. Are you on? You don't have me on Bluetooth, do you?
Yeah, I do. I'm up in the microphone. That helping?
If it would be better if you were not on Bluetooth. But we're running out of time. Real quick.
All right. I just wanted to respond to your caller.
You're fading out a little bit. Whoa. Okay, turn the radio off.
Yeah, I do. I just wanted to respond to your caller. It's fast through.
Real quick, Simple Man.
Anyway, I love Donald Trump. I wish he was my neighbor. I wish he was the governor of Alabama. I don't see how the fella could really know him the way he talked like he knew him. I don't know him. I don't know him at first. I saw him on TV. He could be a smart enemy. But what he was, if you'll have to say this, he was an ass kicker to name Texas. And that's what we need, still. Yeah, I love Donald Trump. He was my neighbor. Y'all have a good one. Thanks.
Perfect. Thanks, Simple Man. Good job. Lynn, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday TGIF edition.
My name is Blair. I'm a conservative, and I love Donald Trump.
My bad, Blair, for calling you Lynn. My bad. Thanks.
Oh, that's all right, baby. When I hired him, he has done more than I hired him to do, and I'm very proud of him. And it's not ego. It's confidence. And a lot of us conservatives have confidence because we know what we're doing. And that's all I want to say.
Well said, Blair. Well said, Blair. Tammy Amy.
Good afternoon, Mr. Morris. You've got an eclectic group of loyal listeners and callers, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
I wish you were one of them. Talk to me, buddy.
Is it just me, or do you see a change in course with the media in the way they're reporting, i.e. Como specifically?
Oh,
I mean, back when it... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Back when Como was doing Como a year ago, you know, I took the time to actually view his press conferences. And it was very clear then that he was seeding the nursing home. And there was no doubt about it at all. And, you know, you mix that with how he handled public transportation and the cleaning of public transportation that helped the spread of the virus itself. But I am really surprised that they're kind of, and I hate using the term they, but they're kind of eating their own on this. And I'm actually surprised that, you know, he's being brought to some type of social justice in regards to the way it's being reported through the media. The social media, that is.
Yeah, it's and what happened is the national media is one thing. The New York media is completely different. And the people that turned on him first were the New York media, and it's because he wouldn't answer the questions. They got frustrated. Post was kind of the leader, but the Albany Sentinel, the Albany paper, and some others, Rochester started getting in on this thing, and it started snowballing, and then wham, the national media picked it up and said, there's something here.
Yeah, but even in the time frame with his press releases or these conferences he was doing, the local media, they were just softball questions.
Oh, absolutely. No, yeah. That's because he was God then. But now they find out that this spiritual element of him has a dark side.
And I would humbly suggest this is something like a controlled burn. And they're happy to do controlled burns to their own side to make the force stronger. But they will never, if the Republicans pounce and come up with the criticism, they're going to stand by each other. But I think there's too much baggage for this guy, so they're going after him.
Mr. Clark, that was very insightful on the way you explained that. And that's why you are definitely one of my favorites. One last thing.
Real quick.
Sweet Creek. Can I get on Sweet Creek, please?
Give me a month and day.
308.
308. You got it, Joey? You're in. Jerry, one more today, my ship.
Hey, guys. Listen, I'm going to kind of repeat what that last guy said. I think it's the press flexing their muscles. They took down what I would call a popular president because you can't say Biden out-campaigned him or out-anythinged him, Trump. Trump ran circles around him, and yet the press, not the Democrats, put Biden in, and now I think they're going to flex their muscles and say, well, we can do that to Republicans. Let's see what we can do to one of the more powerful governors in the country. And if they can get rid of, if the press can actually take over and run this country, I think that's what they're doing. I have said all along that the people didn't elect Biden. The press put him in there.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, the whole where we are right now is because of the media not doing their job. I kind of look at one thing a little bit differently. I think what they did is intentionally went after Trump, and what they're doing is they're kind of saying, well, see, we're bipartisan. We're going to smack around Cuomo also. Jerry, thanks for the telephone call. Doug, you have about a minute and a half. What's up, bud?
All right. Yeah, the press definitely was the problem, but it's not their job to tell the truth. They can say whatever they want, but when they all group together and are saying on the same page, saying the same things, that's when it's really not good. But even back in the old days of Adams and all, they would buy a newspaper just to get out, you know, their side of the story. But you can't get out your side of the story, it seems like, with the mainstream media, at least. I know my mom listened to the mainstream media, and she thought Trump was horrible. But if you hear what his policies are and you hear what he's saying, that's a whole different story. Now, I agree with that guy that said Trump is an egomaniac, but he's definitely not narcissistic, because I don't think he has that he's vulnerable to criticism like some folks are. And if you call Donald Trump an egomaniac, you have to use the same term for Obama. So I loved seeing him go in there, because I loved seeing how he went from one extreme kind of to the other. But I'd like to get in on the Mortgage Corporation of the South and also Sweet Creek.
Give me a month and day.
1-1-5.
You're in, Doug. We're doing a joint at 2:30 today. Got to go. Top of the hour break. Guys, coming back. Let's hit a round table after our top of the hour break.
Show.